This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, and security officers in the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us all free and safe. And let's not forget all those people working on the Third Watch tonight. Everybody, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now from the Underground U.S. USA Podcast, we've got Frank Silvato. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we've got this big Second Amendment rally coming in Virginia today. I actually have a friend that's up there, George, the godfather from down here, Bikers, for 45. He's up there, and he sent me this message because I told him to be careful, and Antifa's there and all that sort of stuff, and we know they're going to try to stir up trouble. We know they are. So George says, and I quote, "I'm here in Richmond, Virginia, and proud to stand here with patriots and militia who will be armed not with assault rifles, but with the belief in God and the knowledge of history. As history again repeats itself, many of these Virginians are generational descendants of the American Revolution. They are from the DNA of patriot warriors, engraved with deep within our being, and they won't back down. We must not forget what was written, as we are one nation under God. We are a constitutional republic, and because of this, we will not be defeated." The Godfather, Bikers for 45, and I totally agree with what he's saying. Just please be careful, George.
Yeah, there's, as you know, I used to live up in Virginia, and there's a lot of people who do not agree with what Northam and the Democrats who control the both houses and the legislature do up there on this issue. The big thing, you know, progressives understand this well. You have to foment chaos and fear in order to bring about change that's not popular.
Yep.
And so for weeks we've heard about how threats are happening, how drones are being banned, how all we're putting fencing up around the Capitol building in Richmond. We should fear what's going to happen during this rally. Well, they were setting the stage for infiltrators to do bad things so they could blame it on the right. You've got people from Antifa in there, and you've even got liberal people there who've never really, they don't know how to use weapons. They've never been trained. They don't want to even touch them. Who are going to be there to saber rattle violence so that CNN and MSNBC could say, "See, the people on the right are violent." You know, so all I can say to the people who've made the trek up there, who believe in the Second Amendment and want to defend it, is to police yourselves. You see these people trying to start stuff, stop it before it starts so that we don't give anything to CNN or MSNBC to use as sound bites disingenuously, you know, to lie to the public. This is a very important topic. Second Amendment is there for a very specific reason. It's not about going out there and hunting season.
Well, they have one way in and one way out. I'm looking at the main gate. The Fox reporter that was standing there was doing a report from the main gate, and they were showing, you know, how they were going to check the people going in and all that stuff. But again, I get it. I understand it, and so do you. We understand that the Virginia government would like nothing better, and the Democratic gun grabbers would like nothing better than to have another Charlottesville.
Oh, they'd love to have another Charlottesville. They also want to make this a litmus test so that there's precedent for other states. So this, the legislation they're trying to pass has to be stopped, but it has to be done with political power, not with physical power. And, you know, the reports I was seeing that Antifa's already on the ground.
Yeah.
And they're very, very well organized, and they're dressed to look like people from the right.
Yep.
So, you know, guys, police yourselves. Look at your crowds. Look at the people who don't seem like they should be there. Question them and stop them before they start.
Yep. Now, speaking of what's going on in Richmond, we had a horrible night last night around the country. Kansas City, Missouri. A nightclub shooting. A guy could not get into the nightclub. He pulled a gun and started shooting. Killed two people. He himself was killed by the security guard who was armed right there. Shot him and killed him right on the spot. But he wounded 15 people in the entourage of bullets that went forth. And then we had another incident down in San Antonio. Again, nightclub concert shooting. Two people killed, five people wounded. Some sort of argument broke out down there. So, again, it's not the guns that kill the people. It's the people with the guns.
Yeah, and I'm going to point out that Kansas City and San Antonio tend to be a little bit more blue than red to their governments. So this is really, when you hear about people who don't get into clubs and feel that they should pull out a gun and shoot somebody, this is a lot more about society than it does about the weapons manufacturer.
Yep.
You know, if people can be so arrogant and narcissistic to believe that because I can't get into a club that someone deserves to be hurt, that's so self-centered that obviously something's wrong with the way society has allowed this child to be brought up.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, and writes a lot of great articles. You can find him over there. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And you've heard me talk about it before. Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And let me tell you something. Right now, you can afford to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan and Moss Acura because they're selling vehicles to anybody that can afford to buy them. Now, you can check them out online by going to mossnissan.com. Need a certified pre-owned vehicle? Something in your price range? Got it. They've got over 350 certified pre-owned vehicles at their five locations. You can also stop by one of their locations, for example, US 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, Crystal River on US 19, Home Assassin Springs on US 19, the Moss Wholesale to the Public, all certified pre-owned store, and the two locations in North Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue, the Moss Nissan facility and the Moss Acura facility. Now you can let Moss Nissan put you in a new or newer vehicle today. And if you've got a vehicle that needs to be repaired, let me suggest that you let them repair the ride that you're riding in with some of the best auto repair technicians and facilities across Tampa Bay. I know I've had them work on my vehicle. Now, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and save even more because that's the magic words when you go in there. Then tell them the captain sent you and you want to buy a vehicle, boom, watch and see what happens and the price gets lower. Now, that's Moss Nissan, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is back with us. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We got to talk about this ridiculous impeachment stuff that's going on because apparently there's something called a kill switch that Mitch McConnell is putting in. It's a dismissal rule that may be cornering the Democrats if things get a little bit too rowdy here and too convoluted with all the things they want done, which, by the way, they should have already done themselves.
Well, yeah, that's a, you don't present articles of impeachment and then say we have to make the case. You have to make the case that you present articles of impeachment. That said, this is a very good move by McConnell, and for a change, he's doing something very wise in keeping these the rules for the proceedings very close to the vest. This kill switch is really an option for the president's team to be able to say, this has gone on long enough, we want an adjudication now.
Yeah.
Or a dismissal now, because with Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler in control of the manager's team, you know what they want to do. They want this to play out for months.
Sure.
You know, so putting in a stopgap measure by which the presidency could say, you know what, let's take a vote on this now. Can we get this done? And if the Senate says yes, it's over now, then it's over now, instead of making it into a circus.
Well, the general consensus, and there's an article on the Hill that says witnesses could extend the Senate trial for 8 more weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, Matt, and I'm going to say this again and again and again, and I don't know why the Republicans aren't jumping on this. The only witness that should be called is a material witness in the president of the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only other person that has actual knowledge of what was on the call.
That's right.
Because he was a principal in the call. Mm-hmm. So let's take his testimony, which is a matter of public record, that said there was no quid pro quo. And get a definitive statement from him verifying that he said that, and let's be done with this. Because it doesn't matter what the opinions of anyone else are when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to the principals in the conversation who said, no, this is what I heard and this is what I understood. And he's already said that no, they didn't withhold the aid, and no, it's not a quid pro quo. So his validation of his own statements should be the only witness testimony that they need.
By the way, we have a further update from our good friend George the Godfather from Bikers for 45 in Richmond, Virginia. He's there at the pro-gun rally. He said there's one gate in and three gates out. I earlier said there was one way in, one way out. He says there's one gate in and three gates out.
Yeah, that makes sense. If they're gonna be looking at the crowd coming in, you don't need to stand in the way of the egress should the crowd be a lot larger than they're anticipating. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else that's going on, and this happened again yesterday. Adam Schiff said that the NSA and the CIA held back documents that his committee needed to have.
Boy, him being, the head of the Intelligence Committee, he would know exactly what they have.
Yeah,
you know. So why didn't he subpoena it when he was actually in the middle of hearings? He's got nothing. This is meant to muddy the waters and meant to try to force McConnell's hand into saying, and the Republicans' hand into saying, we'll accept the witnesses. And I'm just going to say it again: the only witness that should testify or be deposed and have his testimony brought into the trial is the president of Ukraine. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, declassifying NSA material and going through the hoops to try to drag this out so that it becomes something that's happening during the run-up to the 2020 election is what they want to do. And because they're abusing their power for opportune political purposes, they need to be stopped from doing that. This process has to be held in a little bit higher regard than the circus that it was in the Senate. And after it's all over, I really truly hope that either our side, the Republicans and the conservatives and the people who actually give a damn about the Constitution, go after the people who orchestrated this for abuse of power and at least censorship on the floor of the House, or that the people, a group of people, figure out how to approach a court in standing to sue them for restitution for the monies that they've wasted on this political charade. Because it's obvious what they did. They took taxpayer money to affect a political outcome that would actually benefit them in the 2020 election. And that's stealing from the Treasury to fund a political campaign.
Mm, you're right. Speaking of which, President Trump and his administration are planning a crackdown on birth tourism. That's the deal where women come in here, pregnant women from other countries on a U.S. visa. They give birth to their children. who automatically gain American citizenship and then take their babies back home or to another country. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is that not something that's granted them under the Constitution?
That's gone back and forth, along with the definition of natural-born citizen. You know, there is no, while natural-born citizen is in the Constitution, there's no concrete definition of what a natural-born citizen is. So depending on what ideology is prevalent in Washington at the time, these things can go back and forth on a type of biorhythm. You know, what this is pretty easy. What he could do is come up with a way to say, well, the hospital room that the Mexican national is in to give birth to that child, we're granting temporary custody of that to the Mexican embassy. Therefore, it's Mexican soil. Once the baby's born, because he was born on Mexican soil, he exists here illegally and must be deported.
Now, are you ready for the endorsement from the New York Times as to the Democratic candidates that they endorse? You ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Here it comes. Drum roll, please. Wait a minute. Drum roll, please. This is the best I can do. Here we go. This is the best I can do. All right. Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar have been chosen by the New York Times to be the Democratic presidential or vice presidential or vice versa candidates this year.
You know, that'd be, wow. Just wow. You know, you've got a woman who bald-faced lies to get a job at Harvard, who they've said now has the integrity to be the president of the United States, who talks about income inequity when she makes six figures for teaching one class and shows up maybe four times a year, and that's the person that they want. You know, and I won't even start with Klobuchar. I mean, she's just a joke.
Well,
so they would have been better off endorsing Putin.
Well, while we're on this roll, did you hear who the lawyer is who's getting involved in the middle of the lawsuit over the jetliner that dumped fuel on the school last week?
I know it's that Infante or whatever.
Gloria Allred. Gloria Allred. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know there's going to be some TV cameras there.
And you know there's going to be money because they dumped fuel on top of the kids that were playing in the playground in the school, and it got all over the building. And you know there's going to be some money offered there to have them calm down.
You know, is there restitution due because there was a screw-up? Yeah, there is. But Gloria Allred, she's an opportunist when it comes to lawsuits, and it's mostly about Gloria Allred and not about what happened to the victim. So, you know, is there restitution due? Sure. Does Gloria Allred have to be there? No. Should Gloria Allred really be a lawyer? Not really.
Be prepared and do your homework because Friday's going to ask you who you want in the Super Bowl. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
Frank Silvano. And Frank Silvano, of course, is the host of the Underground USA podcast. You can go over to Underground USA, the Facebook page. He also writes articles and puts them over there, too. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along the overnight hour. Coming up, Patrick Hyland on sports.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution, and the Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. The impeachment trial should begin sometime Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends down there at Mixon's Growside Cafe. I'm making myself hungry just thinking about it, because Mixon's Growside Cafe is located inside Mixon's Fruit Farms at 2525 27th Street South in Branson, Florida. Now, for those of you that get the Florida Tourist Guide, whether you stopped at the rest area to get it or whether or not you had it emailed to you or whatever, that come down here to visit us from up north in the wintertime, you'll see the Mixon's Fruit Farm store listed and the farm. But what they don't tell you about is what's inside, and that's the Mixon's Growside Cafe. Let me tell you something. All their food, all their bread is homemade. They've got chili on the cold days, soup, salads, sandwiches to die for. Mixon's renowned cumin sandwich. Oh, is that good. Grandma's pot roast, slow cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. I'm making myself hungry. The best, one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had, with applewood bacon stacked high. Also, the nightclub sub. And then there's the amazing Superman sub. That's like 4 6-inch subs put together. It's a big one. And they've got the forklift burger, large and in charge. By the way, you finish all of this up with orange swirl ice cream. It just doesn't get any better at Mixon's Fruit Farms. It just does not get any better. That's the Mixon's Growside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Oh, by the way, America, they ship oranges all across the United States out of Florida. Check them out. Mixon's Fruit Farm. All right. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, is on the phone line here. What the heck's going on there?
Well, we're down. Kansas City Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl 50 years later. That's what's going on, Cap.
Well, that's a good thing because I can remember, you know, this is here I'm dating myself. I can remember that game 50 years ago, and I can remember who was coaching the Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go, Hank Stram, baby.
Yep, with that tie and that program rolled. He always had the plays all rolled up in the little thing, and he pounded on his hand and all like that. I can still see him doing that. And who did he play against?
Joe Capp and Bud Grant.
Yep. So, the Minnesota Vikings, and they beat them.
Sure.
They beat them. Yep. So we're back. We're back after 50 years now. It's been a while for the San Francisco 49ers, too, right?
Yeah, it has been. You know, John Lynch, GM there, former Tampa Bay great safety and Denver Broncos safety, has that team on a roll. Cal Shanahan, son of Mike Shanahan, great football coach. You won a Super Bowl with the Broncos and just doing a fantastic job. They're in San Francisco. It's going to be a heck of a matchup.
Did you see who gave the coach, Coach Shanahan, did you see who gave him the winning trophy?
No, Coach. I turned that off, Captain, after.
It was his father. Mike Shanahan was there representing the NFL.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's nice.
He handed the owner the trophy, and then the owner turned around and said, no, this belongs right here, and he handed it to the son, and then his son came up, and it was really something to see. I love things like that.
No, that is cool stuff. After the game's over, I'm not a real big post-game guy. So, but Mostert, he ran for four touchdowns, over 200 yards, Captain. What a game that guy had.
He broke a record, didn't he?
Yeah, yes, he did. I'll tell you, it's going to be very interesting. Mahomes against the running game of San Fran. And in 2 weeks, it's going to be very exciting to see who's going to make that happen.
And where are they playing?
Down in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm. And I would not be surprised to hear that the president will be at that game.
Yeah, I mean, Mar-a-Lago is only about an hour and 45 minutes from the stadium, so that'd be crazy for him not to be there. I mean, he was at the New Orleans championship game for LSU and Clemson, so I would think he'd be there for that game. And Andy Reid, this will be his second time back to the Super Bowl. We'll see if he can pull off a victory. So it's going to be very interesting to see a lot of storylines in the Super Bowl, Captain, to say the least. And I'm looking forward to it, just like everybody else is. Are you pulling a little bit for San Fran because you like John Lynch? Is that fair to say?
Well, I like John Lynch, and I like San Francisco because John Lynch is there. But it would not bother me really at this point if Kansas City won either because I also like Andy Reid.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you on this one, Captain. So that's funny.
Whoever wins, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it also. Who's ever meant to be? If Green Bay would have beat San Fran yesterday and they would have won, I'd been okay with that.
Now, do you think this is going to be one of these highfalutin, flutin, throw them down the field, score back and forth, high scoring games? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so, Cap, because the reason being the offensive line for San Fran can really move the ball. And that offensive line for Kansas City can really protect Mahomes to throw the ball downfield to Kelce, Watkins, Tariq Hill. And the running game's not terrible with Damian Williams. So they have a lot of horses on both sides.
Now, are they playing outside down there?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's not a
And if it
thing.
Rains, if it rains down there, that changes everything.
That would change the complexion of it and turn into more of a muddy game. And, let's hope that doesn't occur. I don't want to see one of those games.
I don't either, but it is Miami. We all know Miami. It likes to rain.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can get those afternoon thunder boomers down there, and then that can cause some issues. So then
it's got a great game for all to watch, and all we'll see for the next, let's see, when is that game? It's the 1st of February, right?
That's correct, Captain. Yeah, 2nd. February 2nd.
All right, second.
Sunday's from yesterday.
Okay, because all we're going to see for the next couple of weeks is live from Miami, and they're going to have the NFL area all set up like they did when they were here in Tampa and all that stuff. So that's what we're going to see for the next couple of weeks.
That's correct. And then you have the Pro Bowl next week, which is just a little pre-run before the Super Bowl a week later. I want to do a shout-out. You have a lot of people from the Midwest, Captain, listen to your show and love hockey. And Patrick Kane, he becomes the youngest U.S.-born player to reach 1,000 points. So hats off to him, and good job, Patrick. I'm glad Chicago Blackhawks are doing well. Now, the other thing is, two things, Captain, is do the Packers still have a window open for them to possibly get back to the Super Bowl next year? You know, Rodgers is going to be 37. The team's trying to peak. First-year coach, maybe next year it's the magic year for them. We'll see what happens. And then pending free agency for Tom Brady. I'm curious to see where he's going to end up. Is he going to stay there in New England? Is he going to go elsewhere?
He's going nowhere. Interesting. He'll be in New England or he won't be anywhere. Watch and see.
Okay. I think you're correct. We'll see if that's the way it plays out. And the Pittsburgh Penguins rallied from a 3-goal deficit to beat the Bruins yesterday. So that was an exciting game for everybody out there watching hockey and those two franchises. And Steph Curry, the great basketball player out there with Golden State Warriors. Looks like he'll be coming back in about 6 weeks, Captain, and ready to play ball.
So I was talking to a whole bunch of my neighbors yesterday. You know what they're excited about?
And that is?
Baseball.
Oh, yeah, baseball's right around the corner. They'll be reporting here in a few weeks.
They can't wait to go to the spring training because that's where you can actually pretty much walk right up on the field, stand right there. The players will walk right up to you, shake your hand, sign your autographs for you, and all that sort of stuff, unlike during the regular season games when they, you know, maintain a healthy distance, if you will. But everybody's going, boy, I can't wait to go watch the Rays. I can't watch the, you know, they're talking about the Yankees and the Rays and the Phillies and all the different teams right here in the area.
Well, it's going to be great. Here in Florida and Arizona, it's just a great time of year for people who love baseball to get up close with the players.
Now, I got to answer this question because since we talked, we've had, three managers and a general manager all go down in a blaze of glory because of this gambling? Cheating?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned gambling because the reason you did a ferocious look there is Pete Rose. You know,
right.
He gets in trouble betting on his team, and these guys are cheating the system with technology, and they're getting 1 year suspensions. That doesn't make any sense. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame now. He's paid his dues. These guys need to pay their dues for a few years. This is what technology has done. It's sad but true. You're going to do whatever it takes to win, Captain. So that's the way it is nowadays, unfortunately. So.
Well, pretty soon they're going to have metal detectors at the ball players' lockers. So when they
come, that's what I said last. Yeah, exactly. You have to walk through to make sure you can get up to the plate. You know, it's funny, Captain. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, honor and integrity, man.
All right. Well, we're running out of time, so tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, give me a call at 813-966-1052. I'll be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow. You can check us out on the Facebook, the Sports Zone. Anybody have any insurance questions out there, please feel free to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Captain can share with you. I've helped him out and his friends and a lot of civilians and a lot of veterans here in the Tampa Bay area, and I can help you out also. Again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Give me a call, and I'll help you out. Thanks, Captain. God bless.
See you tomorrow. All right, Patrick Highland, everybody, and we'll see him tomorrow at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters Avenue, where we'll be having lunch. Today, Martin Luther King Day. It's kind of one of those days where everybody's just chilling out, I guess. All right, I'll be back with more final segment coming up and a beach and boating forecast right on top of things.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And here it goes. Well, today we're going to have a small craft advisory because the winds are kicking up. Now, we're going to have gusts as high as 18 miles an hour during the day today. It's going to be sunny with a high near 62. The north wind will be about 8 to 11 miles an hour, with the exception of the gusts up to about 18 miles, maybe a few higher gusts than that offshore in the Gulf. Now, I will tell you this. It's 51 degrees right now in the Tampa Bay area, colder than that to the north, and it's going to be a lot colder yet. I'll get into all that in a minute. Winds today out of the north and the north-northeast, gusting to perhaps 22 to 25 miles an hour. Seas will be choppy, 3 to 5 feet. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature today is at 70 degrees. Our low tide came and went at 5:21 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 1:10 p.m. It's going to be mostly sunny today as the day moves along, but tonight, depending on the wind, it'll be clear with a low around 41 degrees right here in the Tampa Bay area, colder to the north. Now, tomorrow, the highs might reach 57. Wind chill values will be as low as 35 in the morning, with north winds 9 to 14 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 18 miles an hour. Are you ready for this? Tuesday night, a low near 36 in the Tampa Bay area, with a wind chill as low as 29 degrees, north wind around 11. For the next two or three days, it's not going to be a great day to be out on the water with a boat. Of any small size, certainly small craft advisory, bigger boats only. But then you're going to want to be dressed like Nanuka the North to be out on the water, because it's going to be cold. And then, of course, Wednesday night, it'll start to warm up a little bit, a low around 50. But Wednesday, we'll finally see above 60-degree temperatures. But for the next couple of days, going to be a little bit breezy and a little bit chilly. And the only people that will be happy are the people from Alaska or the people from Canada, because to them it's going to feel like they're in the middle of July. No, I'm just kidding. They're great people. But, of course, they're the ones that always, what do you mean it's cold? This isn't cold. Yep, okay, sure, fine, whatever. But it is what it is. Now, again, I will tell you that the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of all the Freedom Boat Clubs across the country. And they got 206 locations right now. 206 across the country. 3 in Canada. 6 in France. Yes, I said France. 6 in France. 1 in the United Kingdom. 1 in Australia. And Freedom Boat Club here in the Tampa Bay area has 450 boats right now. That's going to grow to about 600 boats by the end of the year. They have 28 locations. They're adding 20 more locations, be up somewhere near 45 to 50. And by the way, they're going to go up 441 in Lake County, in Marion County, all the way up to Gainesville with new locations. So, boy, get make way, you folks up there in the northern part of the state. You're going to love the Freedom Boat Club. It's all I can tell you. Now, here's the big deal, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. You get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee right now if you're for everybody. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, worked in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you get an extra $500 on top of that $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, you'll be billed monthly to be a member. And guess what? Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Yeah, buddy. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay is the place to be. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay, the website. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM or 855-FREEDOM. And again, the website, FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay or 855-FREEDOM. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love the way they treat you at Freedom Boat Club. Plus, all you got to do, call up, reserve a boat, bring it on in. Hand them the keys, boom, voila, you are finished. Nothing like when I owned a boat and had to do cleaning it, draining it. Oh, man. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay, now, today, Richmond, Virginia is obviously going to be the big story. Now, I've heard from my friend George, the Godfather, Bikers for 45, who is up there in Richmond right now. He clarified something for us. He said there's one way in, one gate you get in at, and three gates to egress to get out of. But there's one gate in, three gates out. There's going to be a heavy, very heavy police presence there. This is a pro-gun rights rally. They're not allowing anyone to have any weapons at all in this particular area. So if you're going to the rally, leave your guns at home or leaving the car, whichever the case may be, because they're not going to let you get in with them. That's number one. I saw what looked like metal detectors there, too, by the way. Also, you will probably see some members of Antifa, some of whom will be dressed just the way you are. So you need to monitor your folks. And if you see anything that's out of place or anything that doesn't seem to be right, then you need to let the police know, because there's going to be undercover police in the crowd. There's going to be uniformed police around as well. Just please be careful. Please be careful. Yeah, I said metal detectors, George. You're right. And as George said, one gate in and three gates out. And I suspect there's going to be more, and George will be able to give us a first-hand report after everything's done because he is there. And by the way, George, did you ride up on a motorcycle? I hope not, because it's colder than a well digger's butt right now between you and me. I hope you didn't ride up there in a motorcycle. You're telling me you're in your car because at least you got heat that way. But then again, you never know. They might have trailered a motorcycle up there for all I know. But George is keeping an eye on it for us. He's up there, as only George can do, because he is the godfather, and that's why we call him the godfather. And he's a good friend, and I'm happy to know him. Happy to know him. He's also a World Trade Center survivor. Now, the other thing we need to watch and keep our eyes on is all of this, okay, you didn't ride the bike. Okay, good, George. I'm glad to hear that. The other thing that we need to pay attention to is all of this stuff, the shooting that's happened last night. Apparently, Kansas City, somebody went nuts, wasn't let in a nightclub, so he decided to shoot the place up from the outside in, killed two people. He was one of the people that also was killed because he got shot dead by a security guard who, when he started to open up and wounded 15 people, and the security guard took him out. And that's a good thing. So this is another place where a good guy with a gun took out a bad guy with a gun. Thank goodness. And then we had a shooting in San Antonio at a nightclub concert where two people were killed, five were wounded. Country's going nuts, folks, but it's not the guns. It's the people with them. You need to find out what the background is on some of these people to understand what it is that's taking place. Just like the guy there in Hawaii, 70-some-odd years old, killed two cops, burnt down his house, the landlord, the place that he was staying in, that he was going to be evicted from, as well as some other places in the block. By the way, we want to remind everybody about tomorrow night, the 21st of January, the Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening at the Manatee County Fair. The website to find out more, ManateeCountyFair.com. Now, this is a special free tribute for all the Blue Star, all the Gold Star families, all the active duty military, all of the veterans. Please come on out. This is your night. There'll be a special appearance by Darrell Worley, the national recording artist of the tribute song Have You Forgotten, Jessica Lynch, the POW during the Iraq War. She's the author of I Am a Soldier Too, and she's currently a PTSD voice for supporting PTSD causes. And I'll be up there, too. I'll be on the stage. I'll be saying a few words to everybody. And it's free. It's free. So free's for you. The Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening at the Manatee County Fairgrounds, ManateeCountyFair.com. Go over there, check it out. And, again, tickets are free, so don't need to worry about having to pay nothing to get in. Also, today, it's Martin Luther King Day. Remember the I Have a Dream speech and all that? Just think about Martin Luther King and the way he might envision things today as compared to what we've seen. And good morning, sunshine. And to everybody else that's out there, I hope you have a great day, too. If you got the day off, so be it. If you don't, well, so be that. Have yourself a great day and stay warm. It's going to be chilly. All right. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch with more. Stay low, stay warm, and remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. I'll see you later.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.